How long ago is it that you lived in Kinsale?
We got the place there in 95.
Right.
So we were in Delgany recording this record called Boys for Pele, and we recorded in a church there, part of it, and then we recorded in the Ballywilliam down in Kinsale.
Mm. It was big news at the time that Tori Amos was recording in a church out in Delgany. It was big news. I remember driving past and going, I wonder, is she in there?
I was in there all the time, or in the graveyard. We were recording in the graveyard, or of course, the crew was down at a pub close by.
Congratulations on the book. Resistance, a songwriter's story of hope, change and courage. I have to admit, it took me a while to get into your rhythm.
Okay.
But once I did, I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
It's a very personal book, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's it uses songs as a time machine and to really take you through me getting kicked out of the conservatory and then my minister father taking me to try and get a job at 13 because I was a failure by then, having gotten kicked out of the conservatory. So, you know, and us going to the only place he'd give us a chance, and he didn't realize we were in a gay bar. So that's how the book really begins.
But it wasn't just any gay bar. It was in Washington.
That's right.
You, as a teenage girl, were eavesdropping on some very important conversations, and it made you very politically aware from a young age.
Yeah, for the next 7 years, I played congressional parties and I played the happy hour circuit as well as the late circuit. So I did the rounds there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the liquid handshake and all that. That was really how I learned how Washington operated.
What's the liquid handshake?
It's how the deals are made.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So really it's about people investing money in their politicians if they can be bought. And if they invest quite a lot of money, then they have a lot of sway over that politician. And there were business types who would invest in quite a few of them, hoping that one day even they might be able to invest in the presidency. Yeah.
And your dad, still alive, was a preacher. And I suppose people would find it funny that he was then delivering you into what some people would describe as a den of iniquity. And what was the thinking there? You've obviously had the chat. What was the thinking there?
Oh, we've had the chat. You know, they thought he was in a costume because the guys looked like variations of, you know, could be a lumberjack, could be a congressman, could be a deacon from church. You know, all the looks were represented, right? So when the congregation found out that my father did this, he took a lot of shtick for it, and he said, "Really, is there a safer place for a teenage girl than an all-gay bar? Really?"